Hello, Mr. Furuzanfar.
Hello. Did anyone leave a message for me?
Some of the people the company owes money to called. They were looking for you, and I told them you'd gone on a trip for a few days.
You did the right thing. Please call Ms. Azarnia for me.
Yes, of course.
Hello, Mr. Furuzanfar.
Hello, ma'am. Hello. Hi there, Ms. Azarnia.
Mr. Furuzanfar, I don't have anything to do with your case anymore. Whatever legal matter you have, you can talk about it to Mr. Nikar. I don't want any fees from you, and I don't want to hear any of your problems.
Ms. Azarnia, I don't understand why you're upset. Yes, you're right, you're right. I was a bit too harsh yesterday. But after all, you're an attorney. You have to understand the circumstances of your clients not to add to their stress.
That guy's really something.
Hello? That girl's really something.
Thank you very much.
Thank you as well.
You're welcome. Sita Ray, I'm not coming upstairs. I've got plenty of things to do.
Well, come have something to eat, then go.
It's your mom. Will you talk to her? Sita Ray, you answer it. Tell her I was here late last night, and I'm not going home. Tell her not to worry.
So, Hale, your mother is worried. With her illness, it's not good for her at all not to answer the phone. Please, just talk to her right now.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mother dear. I'm feeling fine. Don't you worry. All right, sure, I'll call you. I told you I'm fine, Mother. Thanks for calling. Goodbye. Goodbye, dear.
This whole thing is our fault, Sharam.
What is it? Why do you mix yourself up with everything? You don't have the nerve to say it's your brother's fault?
All right now. Forget about all that.
Why are you raising your voice so suddenly?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
Yes, but the neighbors.
Things are much worse than all that. Those guys that I'm dealing with are a lot worse than those sweet guys you're dealing with. You took a punch and now you're crying. Poor thing, you sissy boy.
Keep quiet, Sharam. If it weren't for your debt, he wouldn't be in this mess right now.
All right now, relax. I'll figure something out for myself.
Hey, kid, watch what you're saying. You made a big mess, so shut up now.
Listen to what he's saying.
He has the right to say whatever he says. Don't raise your voice so much. Now's not the time for this talk. Go on, get in, Sharam. Sohail, take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Sharam?
Huh?
Come here for a minute.
Go on, I'll be right there. What?
Are you man enough to stand by me till the end?
Look, I'm there till the very, very, very end. I mean, all the way. All right? Oh, I'm sorry.
I will not give up on the factory and what's mine.
Come. Come forward. Go down a bit. There. Come down a bit more. Put it in a way that the door will close.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
You check everything yourself.
Yes.
It's 250 bumpers.
Yes.
And 600 dashboards, and that is eight.
I'm sorry for being a bit late. The bank was busy, and that bank manager Sadeki's been replaced.
Let's go.
And there's 520 center consoles in the warehouse.
Sure. You can rest assured. I'll take care of it right now.
Are you home tonight?
Yes, sir. Are you coming round?
I'll drop by.
It would be our honor, sir. I'm at your service. Whatever you want, sir. Come on, guys. Come on now.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Father. Are you well?
I can't lie to you. No, I'm not well. What about you?
I'm just like you. Where are you right now?
I'm going to your aunt's house. How come?
Can I ask you not to go?
Do you know why I'm going?
Yes, Mother told me. But there's no need for it. Me and Azad already said everything.
And?
Come home and I'll tell you.
If you told me sooner, I wouldn't be going. But I already told them. They're expecting me.
Father.
I'll see you when I get home.
All right. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Uncle!
What?
What? Mother?
What happened?
Go downstairs.
Manucha, hurry! Hurry up, Manucha!
Quickly, quickly, go down there and get him. Azad.
Be careful, be careful. Turn him. Turn him.
Be careful. Be careful.
Careful with his head. Careful with his head.
Please. Sir, are you all right?
Mum, call them quickly and tell them. Just please don't say it in a way that they panic.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, darling. You go ahead and call them and tell them yourself.
Oh, man.
Hello there.
Hello. Hi there, Baha. How are you?
Hello, Soraya. How are you? Is your mother well?
Thank you. We are all doing well. How's your mother doing?
We're fine too, thank God. What's going on?
Baha.
I wanted to say... Well, nothing's happened. Don't get worried.
Has something happened, Soraya?
No, it's just...
Uncle wasn't feeling very well. So Bizard and Munichet took him to the hospital by our house.
I wanted to tell you to come there as soon as you can.
Who is it, Baha?
Hello?
Has something happened?
Hello, Baha?
Why don't you say anything?
Baha, you're right.
Huh?
Hello?
Has something happened, Baha?
Do you confirm the things that he's saying about Sohail Karam? He said it couldn't have been done by anyone else but him.
These are all just guesses, officer. It's up to the police to investigate and confirm it.
Do you have the address or know the whereabouts of the person you suspect?
Yes, we do, officer. We have his address as well as his arrest warrant, and the arrest warrant was for stealing from the factory of the great man.
Excuse
that's
me.
Lying on that bed.
Give me his address.
What happened?
Dr. Najar Dusty to emergency.
Hassan, what have they done
it's
to him?
It's nothing, just remain
calm. Hassan, where is Hassan?
He was hit on the back of the head and he's unconscious. They've taken him downstairs to take some pictures to make sure there's no internal bleeding.
Who did this to him? My father has never even heard a fly, you know?
Well, we suspect the guy that Uncle just fired.
Oh,
you
baby,
you tried to calm her down,
hell.
Will you?
Oh, God.
Thanks for taking the trouble. I'll go see what's going on.
No, darling.
Aunt, you stay here. I'll be right back.
Look, officer, I know exactly what I'm saying here. The person behind all of this is that guy.
Very well. If you suspect anyone else, you let the police know about it.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. You're very helpful.
Look, these things you're saying, you can prove them.
Man, you are so simple, eh? I keep trying to help you out and you keep acting confused for some reason.
To help me or to help yourself?
Excuse me, but did I take that guy and introduce him to your uncle there, eh? Did I say he should work in the factory and persuade your uncle to hire him?
Well, so what?
So what? Eh? Why don't you understand what you're saying, Bizard? Eh? If anything at all happens to Uncle, everyone will blame you for it. Eh? Bite my tongue, but if that blow to his head, God forbid, causes him to die or become crippled, everyone will come after you, Bizard. You should be really careful right now. Right now's a good opportunity to show ourselves. Your uncle's already gotten Sahil's arrest warrant. Let's grab him and take him to the police station. Is it clear for you now, or should I keep explaining?
Yeah.
Very well, then. Let's get going.
Stage room number 511.
Hello, how are you? Hello.
Hello, Minouche.
May you never grieve again.
Hopefully everything will be all right.
Hopefully it'll be all right. It's nothing. It's nothing. I mean, you shouldn't get upset about it at all.
What happened, Bahar?
He's still unconscious. We have to wait for the results of his MRI.
Well, Miss Bahar, we can't just wait. We have to go after Sahail, you see?
You don't need to take the trouble.
If Uncle regains consciousness, let me know. Or if anything happens, keep us informed. If you need anything at all, just call
me.
Everything will be all right.
Goodbye for now.
I promise you it will be fine.
Thank you very much.
Come on.
Oh, God. Bahar, dear darling, I can handle this. For God's sake, tell me if anything's happened.
No, Mother, it's all right, it's all right.
Go see who it is, I'm busy.
Would it kill you to answer it yourself? Good thing you're doing business here. If it's one of your clients, wouldn't they wonder what this guy's doing here this time of night?
Why are you talking nonsense? It's 12:30 at night.
Who is it?
I'm sorry for bothering you this time of the night. I wanted to talk to Sahail.
You are?
I'm one of his friends, Behzad Ferozanfar.
He's not here. He's rarely here. He stays at his mom's place. What do you want?
I have a private matter to discuss with him.
Private matter? At 12:30 at night. Why don't you call his cell phone?
Man, we already know how to call his cell phone. We did, but it was turned off.
Yes, it's turned off.
Very well. If he calls, I'll tell him to call you. Goodbye now.
Who was it?
Hold on a minute.
Who were they?
Is Sahail at his mom's house?
I think so. What do you want with him? Sharam, answer me now.
Hold on a minute. Why isn't he answering? Hello, Sahail. That guy, the nephew of that other guy. He just came to the house with some guy. They were looking for you, man. No, I told them I hadn't seen you for a long time. All right, no. Just hold on. No, it seems I got rid of them. All right. Okay. All right. Then I'll be waiting for you. No, man, she's here. She's standing in front of me and she's just fine. Here, it's your husband. You can ask him whatever question you have.
Hello, Sahail? What's happened now?
Pull over a minute.
What for?
Stop right here. Look. Look.
Well?
This street is a dead end, right? Whether the brother-in-law wants to go after him or Sahail wants to go home, they both have to pass in front of our eyes. If the brother-in-law goes after him, then we'll follow him. And if Sahail comes to go home, then we'll grab him. We just have to keep our eyes as sharp as a hawk so they don't get past us.
The family of Mr. Ferozanfar, please remain calm. The patient has regained consciousness.
Oh, thank God.
In order to evaluate the level of his consciousness, one of his close relations has to come inside to see if he recognizes them or not.
I'll go. I'm his wife.
It would be better if Bahar goes. After all, she's an intern.
Dr. Najat Dashti to emergency, please. Dr. Najat Dashti to emergency, please.
Now, what would have happened if I'd gone? He'd become unconscious again.
Mother, dear, in psychological terms, it's not right for someone that's stressed to stand next to a patient. You're totally stressed out.
Come on, forget about all of that.
Thank God he's conscious now.
Thank God everything is all right. Just remain
calm. Bring a glass of water for your mother. Father, dear, open your eyes. Do you recognize me? It's me, Bahar. Do you remember what happened to you? Don't worry about the family. Everyone's fine. They're all sitting outside. As soon as the doctor's permitted, they'll come to see you. Father, don't try to talk. In a few hours, the doctors will come and remove all these tubes. Then you'll be able to talk easily. All right?
Manucha! Manucha!
Huh?
Get up!
What is it?
I think it's him.
Where?
What is it, Bassett?
It's don't talk. Right. I'll tell you later.
But why?
Let's keep
going.
Going.
Come with us.
Where are you taking me? I don't want to come.
Just stop.
I don't want
do anything.
You. I won't come.
All right. All right. Sit down.
What
it's more comfortable
does it
in the
make?
Back. Get in and I'll tell you. How's it going, brother? Let's go. Start the car, Bizard.
I'm sorry. You've all been put out since last night. You couldn't even rest for a second.
Thank God everything's all right now.
We have to trust in God and see what happens.
Please
just trust God.
Go back.
Oh, it's all right.
You've got a thousand things to do.
Aunt, don't worry.
I'll call you if I need anything.
Everything will be fine. Don't worry.
I'm going. I'll be right back.
I'm so glad he's all right.
Where are you going, Bizard?
Don't talk. We're taking you out for some breakfast.
So, hell, just
shut it off.
Just answer my question for me. Did you do it or not?
I honestly have no idea what you guys are talking about.
What happened to my uncle? Was it your doing or not?
Look, man, it was your uncle who ordered them to beat me up like this. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, you're very smart, aren't you? If you don't know, then why are you sneaking around
leave
in the middle of the night, huh? Bizard, don't listen to him. He's
man,
a real weasel.
Arm is broken. Please,
Manucha, leave him alone.
All right, I'll leave his arm alone. So listen, then.
Listen to me, Bizard. Come on, man. You're my friend. Man, there's some things about your uncle which I alluded to you about before. If you cooperate with me, I'll tell you all about it.
You'll tell me all about
yes.
it. Then what was the call you gave me about?
What call, man? Your uncle told me to call you. What?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll go to the police station.
Yes,
you
exactly.
can tell them all
go
about
on,
everything
go on,
you
go
know.
On.
Police station.
Go on,
why
around.
The
take
police
your hand
station?
Off. Don't need the police
Hold
station.
On,
just
evidence for what I say.
Very
trust
well.
Me.
Go ahead. Let's see it then.
See
tell
what?
Me what
let
you
me
know.
Let me see the evidence
besides
that you've got.
Besides, I won't tell anyone
Shut
else.
The hell up, man. Don't be mistaken, look at me. And this guy, we're one body, two souls. I mean, one soul, well, we're the same, exactly. You think you're dealing with simpletons? Look here, Sahail. Look
my
here.
Arm, I told you
shut
it's
up,
broken.
Shut up. Shut that mouth of yours. Let's pray he regains consciousness. Otherwise, I'm going to make sure they execute you.
Manucha, get up for a minute so I can see what he's saying.
Man, don't listen to him. He's a con artist.
I say get up for a minute so I can see what he says.
Man...
Well, so what do you know that you alluded to?
Listen, Bezad, just listen to me. I have a witness who can prove that your father didn't die of natural causes.
Well, you already told me that before. Let's suppose you're right. What's it got to do with my uncle?
Well, my witness can testify that...
That what?
Your uncle killed your father. If he hasn't said anything by now, it's because your uncle's been paying him for 20 years to keep quiet.
So, hell, do you even know what you're saying? First, it was stealing from the factory, then beating up my uncle, and now accusing him of murder? So, hell, you're just adding to your own crimes.
I'm ready to bring my witness face to face with you, Bizard. Today, in fact, right now. But on the condition that only me and you go see him. What do you say? Should we go?
Manucha!
What?
I have to go somewhere with him. You get a taxi and go home.
What do you mean?
I mean what I said.
So what's going on then?
I'll call you and tell you.
Man, Bizan, don't listen to him. He's just buying time, Bizan. Man, wait. Don't listen to him. He's just buying time. Wait. But I...
How are you?
May God punish them for it. Look at what those evil people have done to him. Open your mouth and eat something. You haven't eaten anything all day. Listen, Hesam. In a few days, when you're discharged from here, let's go on a trip somewhere with the children. Don't worry about the factory. Manusha will be there.
Where?
Well, let's go to Switzerland to visit my sister. She's called and invited us 10 times.
Let's go to Jargerud.
Oh? I say Switzerland and you say Jargerud?
Well then, how's Farazad? I'll climb up a tree and get blackberries for you. My mom would stand by the tree and say, Hesam, that branch is too thin. Go on and find Habib. No one knows where he's gone.
May they rest in peace.
Well, if we go on a trip, what about your diet and gym?
Leave me alone, Hesam, in the middle of all this. I've burned off 1,000 calories since last night. You always like to make me worry.
Mother, visiting hours are over. You have to go now. The nurses will start complaining any minute.
Where's Negar?
She went downstairs to get the car. She's waiting for you up front.
Don't you want to go to your own hospital? So, who's going to stay with Dad?
No, I called one of my friends to take my place. You don't need to worry about me. You didn't sleep at all last night. Go home and get some rest.
All right. Hesam, did you need anything else? I'm going home with Negar.
No, thank you very much. Just make sure no one finds out about this, okay?
No problem. If you need anything, just call me. Bahadir, just make sure everything's all right, darling.
No, no need to worry.
Everything's in the fridge. The medication they gave him has made him a bit confused.
No, it's nothing.
Take care, darling. I love you. Look, give him something to eat.
All right.
Goodbye.
Are you feeling better, Father?
Yes, darling. Bahar?
Yes, Father?
Where's Behzad? I didn't see him.
Behzad and Manucha went after that guy, Sohail.
Why did he go after him?
Well, Manucha said the attack on you was probably his doing.
Let's say that it was. But he shouldn't have taken Behzad with him.
Oh. Why are you moving, Father? It's not good for you.
He's a dangerous person. He might do something to Behzad. Pick up the phone and call him. Tell him to remove himself from the situation. I'll take care of this by myself.
You just remain calm, Father. Please, Father, I'll give him a call right now. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, ma'am.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, sir?
My eyes are blurry.
Yes.
My head is spinning. It's like an army is marching in my head.
Yes. Please look up. Uh-huh.
We should give the police station a call. I'm afraid that guy might have done something to them. Is it possible that they wouldn't answer their phone for so long? Is that possible?
Let's just wait a couple of hours and see what happens. Maybe they'll show up.
Oh. But your husband is here.
Let me see. Manuche! 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 Why are you sleeping here?
Is this how you'd wake Behzad up? Is that right, yeah?
Why did you turn off your phones? Didn't you think we'd be worried?
I kept calling Behzad so much that my battery has died.
Hey, Manuche, where is Behzad?
He just took off with that guy and left me all alone.
What do you mean? With who? Where did he go?
And that guy, Sohail Karam, the one that hit Uncle on the head and sent him to the hospital.
And?
We went and hid out and got him, and then he started to beg and plead to let him talk for 5 minutes. And I told Behzad he's a con artist that we should take him, but he said to let him speak. They went and they sat in the car and they talked, and then they told me to get out, and I protested, and all of a sudden they were gone.
Oh, God, when will my son ever grow up?
Why did he do that?
Oh, I don't know, man. It's just that...
It's just what?
It's just that I was so hungry and I ate this garbage and I got a stomachache. By the way, did Uncle finally regain consciousness?
Yes, he's conscious.
Then thank God 1,000 times. I told you. It's over.
Have some tea.
I've never been to a place like this in my life. But it seems you're always coming and going in these places, right?
So whoever comes to a tea house has something wrong with him?
Shut your mouth. What happened? Why hasn't he come?
You still don't believe I'm telling the truth, right?
No. Not unless you give me a strong reason to. Otherwise, you'll be spending the night in jail.
All right.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
There you go. There's my strong reason. Hey, Delavar, we're over here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, bro?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Habib's son?
My father was Habib Firuzanfar.
The murdered Habib Firuzanfar. Hey, Qasim, bring some tea.
You got it.
Here you are.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
May he rest in peace. To this day, I still have dreams about him.
Well, I'm listening.
This friend of mine's in a real hurry, Delavar. He loves his uncle a lot. Don't waste his time.
Sure thing, Sahel. Sure thing, boss, okay? I will confess instead of your uncle.
Only with evidence. You hear me?
Well, what do I have to tell you? There were two brothers and a sister. I'm talking about your aunt now. You hear me?
But my father didn't have a sister. That's your first mistake. What else?
He did have one, boss. He had a great sister. Her name was Miss Fatime. First ask, then get upset.
Hey, Delavar, don't waste time. Just get to the point, would you?
All right, I'll say it, but not just the end. I'll say it from the beginning. 20 years ago, I was minding my own business. I'd just gotten used to living a life working in a factory. When my hand got stuck in a machine and I lost 4 fingers. They sent me to the warehouse. I became warehouse manager of Hisam Firuzanfar's factory. All my days were occupied with writing down and keeping track of everything in the warehouse. It was late. It was close to midnight. I was happy that everything was going well and my life was taking shape.
You're talking nonsense. Thank you.
I heard the sound of yelling and shouting coming from outside.
I'm your superior. You call this respect.
So I went out there.
What are you trying to tell me?
I respect you because you're older.
What respect? What are you saying? That is not respect.
Okay,
that's
fine,
contempt.
Then. I respect you. You're my elder. That's why I don't say anything. I won't say anything more.
What respect?
But I will carry on shouting at you because you won't stop it.
I saw that Hesam and your father were fighting with each other. I heard your father say he's not alone in this fight. His sister is with him. He said her rights were taken too. There was talk of filing a complaint and getting the police involved. And then I saw something I shouldn't have seen.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Sir. I swear I heard the sound of yelling and I came out. I don't know, I wasn't trying to meddle. I thought somebody needed some help. Otherwise, sir, I'm at your service. I'm at your service.
Shut your mouth and blind your eyes. You didn't see anything here. If you open your mouth, I'll kill you. I'll give you money and you'll keep quiet.
All right.
Now get going, hurry.
lying, good-for-nothing Chunky. You think you can say just whatever nonsense you want to?
What nonsense are you talking about, boy? I'm telling you the truth of what happened. If you don't like what I'm saying, then go out and be on your way. If you're going to try and make a scene, I'll...
Hey, Delavar. Hey, Delavar. It seems you don't get who you're talking to. Try to control yourself. Why don't you just hear it from your uncle himself, hmm? Look at this video, and you'll know whether our friend is lying or telling the truth. Hmm?
Yes, I'm sorry. If you don't give me the money, with this hand of mine, I can't work anywhere, and if I talk... You'll be in a lot of trouble!
Don't try to bite off more than you can chew. How long do you want to blackmail me, you jerk? The more time passes, the more you want from me. You've gotten 100 times more than you deserve from me. If you don't shut your mouth, I'll shut it for you. I'm still grieving over my brother's death. I wish he'd never come out that night.
Well, he did come, and now he's gone, and he'll never come back. Look, Heslam, my lips are sealed. Let them remain sealed the way they are now.
I should have gouged your eyes out myself.
Look, Heslam, don't try to give me a hard time. What did I want from you? I'm a person who's had a lot of hardship. I've had really bad luck. I just want to live my life, and if I can't, then I am going to open my mouth. Alan! Thank you very much, Hassan.
Is that how you pay me back for remaining quiet for 20 years?
We'll see each other again.
Go do whatever the hell you want to.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق؟ شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامن گیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آخر.